This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday edition, as we're starting up here with Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you wanted to discuss something that I guess some folks are going to find controversial that doesn't come up very often. The Special Olympics, and apparently its funding methods.
Yeah, so over the last couple of weeks, there's been this brouhaha. The big government types are trying to make the small government types look bad, because they're not wanting to fund the Special Olympics. So Betsy DeVos, the Trump appointee for the Department of Education, she entered in.
Hasn't she destroyed the Department of Education yet? I thought that was what she was supposed to do.
Well, not quite. Haven't quite got there yet. No. But she was looking to.
Probably hasn't really cut the size down at all, really.
I don't have an answer for that as to what the size of the budget is.
So. I mean, administrator probably can't do that kind of stuff anyway. Wouldn't that have to come from the,
These are proposed budgets. The president doesn't make the budget. The budget is created by the House. However, I think it's the House. Yeah.
Doesn't the president have to sign it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
But that's why they propose a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And in this proposed budget, there was no funding for the Special Olympics. And look, I like the Special Olympics as much as anybody, right? I mean, as much as the average person likes the Special Olympics. It's got a great brand recognition. There's an exciting video out there that you can see. It's good stuff. Who doesn't want to see kids and adults competing?
I'm not interested in the Olympics or the Special Olympics.
All right.
I find it all very boring.
Well, I can't say that I watch the Special Olympics, mm-hmm. but it all seems very nice to me.
Sure it's nice. Yeah, for people that are into, sports, it's a very nice idea to allow crippled folks or, mentally damaged or whatever. I don't know how you just the politically correct
terms. It's pretty clear
here.
You don't, yeah.
For folks like that to be able to compete.
I don't know what we're supposed to say anymore. Differently abled? I'm not sure.
I mean, it's special.
At this point, right, it's special, right? Special people in their Special Olympics.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't really address the heart of the issue.
You mean whether or not the Special Olympics will allow trans special people in?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
I only brought that up because that was the recent reason we were talking about the normal Olympics here. There was some controversy over that.
Well, I'm just fine with the Special Olympics doing whatever the heck they want to do. They seem to have done a fine job up to this point. I'm not looking at changing anything that they do, except one thing, and that is receive government funding.
Okay.
Look, I understand it's controversial. I understand Donald Trump broke weak this week. I understand that he took the low road, the easy road, and he said, hey, I'm going to fund Special Olympics. Of course, he didn't do a constitutional lesson for the American audience, which he shouldn't have to do.
But does he know something about the Constitution?
I don't know if he does or not.
I don't think I'd want him teaching lessons on the Constitution.
But he does not fund anything. He proposes budgets.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he said he was going to fund it. He's got his people on it. Whatever. I love that he's got people. Now, Democrats. Congratulations, Democrats. You've made this guy look like he just funded the Special Olympics. Good job.
Well, I thought the news story was, and again, I don't know anything about this beyond what you've told me, that this Betsy DeVos woman who was Trump's appointee to the Department of Education, the only reason I even remember her name is because I remember there was some brouhaha because she was like a homeschooling mom.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Right. And the idea was, the homeschooling mom's going to destroy the Department of Education. If only that were true, but it's not.
No, I don't think it is true, but so far, nothing I've seen out of Betsy DeVos has made me dislike Betsy DeVos.
Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that she's basically continuing things as they are, which is to say that the government, the federal government, forcing its way down the throats of local schools. So there's not really anything to say that's nice about her.
Anybody who gets appointed to these positions that is attempting to lessen the burden of government on the average individual is not. I don't know if she is, Ian.
Okay.
I'm just saying I haven't seen anything out of her I've disliked, which is that in so much as that she has cut budgets, okay? And budget cutting is dollars, and dollars are your...
Just because she's cutting... Hold on. Just because she's cutting the Special Olympics funding doesn't mean she's cutting the budget.
She's
that could mean
about,
she's moving the money elsewhere.
She's talked about... Well, let's see. DeVos proposed $17.6 million for the Special Olympics, cut for the Special Olympics. It was included in the $4.75 trillion federal budget.
That's not small.
That's not her budget!
I know.
That's the federal budget.
Right.
Look,
is it smaller or bigger?
I haven't poured over
this. Is it smaller or is it bigger?
The Department of Education.
No. The federal budget.
Betsy DeVos isn't responsible for that.
Uh-huh. Right, but the idea that Trump is going to get in there and he's going to put these people
in...
I didn't claim
that he was.
Okay. Well, some people claim that.
Oh, I don't see much evidence that Trump is actually going to cut the budget. Mm-hmm. I mean, the debt has gone up from $20 trillion to $22 trillion, maybe close to $23 trillion at this point.
So it's kind of hard to get excited about nibbling around the edges Special Olympics.
Right, and that's what I would call this, is that this is an unwise budget cut, because there are all kinds of places that one could cut a budget, and to go after the Special Olympics seems unwise.
Yeah,
however,
why not cut the entire Department of Education?
I'm fine with you with that. But
Trump's not there to shake things up. He's not there to cut the government. He's not there to drain the swamp. He's just the next person to fill the top criminal position in the United States.
I don't think the position
of president.
I think that what Trump has discovered is that draining the swamp is very difficult. Okay?
Surprise!
Right, the surprise. The swamp is... as the swamp is, because the swamp is the swamp. I mean, like, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard to do.
What do you think he's going to say in 2020, you know, when this next election comes about as to why the swamp hasn't been drained? Is he going to address it? Is he going to address the abject failure of swamp drainage? Because it hasn't happened, and it's not going to happen. Yeah, I wonder if he's going to even address it, because they kind of have to make excuses for why they haven't fulfilled their campaign promises, right? Like, if they're going to run for another term, a politician has to, at the very least, cook up some kind of excuse.
If you have lessened...
You can't say the Democrats got in his way, right? Because they weren't in his way for the first couple of years.
To drain a pool, you needn't necessarily drain every drop from the pool.
Mm.
You could drain 1% of the pool, and you have drained the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So he could therefore...
But you said the budget's getting bigger.
It probably is.
Yeah.
No, I did not say that. You could go ahead and look up the budget. I have a story in front of me about the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't have a story about Trump's budget. If you want to talk about Trump's budget, please, by all means, take a little time to do that. And I'm probably going to agree with you. However, what I would say about the Special Olympics is that this worthy project does not need to be funded by the federal government. It does not need to be funded by state governments. It does not need to be funded by government. It doesn't need it. It is a worthy project, and I'm sure that Nike and Reebok and Under Armour and many sports companies would step right up and take the opportunity to make this organization better, leaner, more efficient, and serve people more effectively. That's what I think is really what we're talking about here. And when you put the government
who's going to be better, leaner, more efficient?
The Special Olympics.
Oh, okay, if they weren't involved with the government.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're talking about having the government do something, you're talking about a death penalty. When the government is involved, it's always a death penalty. If I don't want to fund the Special Olympics, and I'm not saying I don't, no one's ever called me up and said, hey, do you want to fund the Special Olympics?
They don't need to. They got government money.
They don't need to, right? They've got the government money. But, you know, if I don't feel like doing that for whatever reason, then, well, that's it. Maybe I want to put my money towards another worthy cause or whatever it might be. Well, if I decide to withhold my taxes, then at some point or another, they're going to want to put me in a cage. And if I don't want to go to the cage, if I want to, hide, and they're going to come after me. If they... physically come after me. And if I want to protect my life, liberty, and property, they're ultimately going to shoot me.
So
center of mass.
What did you say the budget was? The proposed one? $4 trillion?
Yeah, $4.7 trillion. I think this is what
I don't have...
$4.75 trillion federal budget.
Just a quick Googling results in the 2015 budget of $3.8 trillion. So it's definitely up from that.
Yeah. There you go.
Basically the end of the Obama term.
I didn't expect the Trump budgets to be any lower.
Yeah.
I like the Rand Paul proposal out there. He says basically cut 1% from the federal budget
every year
for the next 10 years, and I'm sure they could live that. Believe me, they could live with that.
They could.
1% from each line, every budget. 1%.
But that 1% is going to fight tooth and nail to keep their funding.
Government bureaucrats fight. They're good at it. They're the only ones that have a union left.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial until 3 to join us right here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that you'll find over at discord.lrn.fm. That is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. There are people in there hanging out, including some of the hosts of the show. Go to discord.lrn.fm. It's also another way for you to get on the air with us, because the top four rooms are the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You hop into one of those, and we'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian and Mark as we continue. Mark, you brought in a story about the Special Olympics. Apparently Trump had, or his appointee to the Board of Education, excuse me, Department of Education, had wanted to cut the budget for the Special Olympics. Now, was she cutting it out entirely or just...
Zeroing it out, yes.
Zeroing it out. And so there was some kerfluffle, some people got upset about this, and Trump backed down. And he undid the proposal for his budget? Is that what happened?
Well, I'm not sure that Trump had anything to do originally with the lining out of the Special Olympics. But he, you know, this when confronted with the idea that the Special Olympics would be defunded by the federal government, not defunded, because although I think it's unfair to sort of hit him broadside, hey, no, $17 million is cut from your budget this year. But, you know, a little warning ahead of time, hey, you've got 2 years, you need to be on your own and self-sufficient. Mm. That would be a much fairer way to do things.
Sure.
Or, you know, a variety of different ways that this could have been done. But my thought process is the Special Olympics has no business, that really none of many, frankly, any of these programs. But, you know, the federal government should not be threatening every American with the threat of incarceration if they don't pay their fair share of the Special Olympics. That's what's being said here. And look, if you just made the Special Olympics, first off, if the Special Olympics
Americans don't get to decide whether or not they want to fund the Special Olympics. The government just simply says, this is what you have to pay
us. Well, there is no government, right? There's just the most successful criminal gang of people in a given geographic area. These are just people just like you and me, and they've said that if you don't pay for the Special Olympics, you go to prison. That's what they've said. And that's what the problem is.
They're saying
is,
if you don't pay taxes, you go to prison.
That's where the money from Special Olympics comes.
Right. Some of it. They probably have donators.
I'm sure they have sponsorships and those sorts of things. But first off, when you get $17 million from the federal government, you don't try quite as hard to get your sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And secondly, your sponsors don't feel as obligated. If you call up Ring Ring, hello Reebok, Special Olympics will not occur this year if you do not renew your your $300,000 sponsorship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make a big difference.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Matthew is on the line in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Well, actually, he's not right now because our video stream's down. But go ahead, Matthew. Matthew?
In Louisiana? Hello? Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. We hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, first I heard about this was my wife forming a one-woman brigade against Donald Trump because she thought that he had cut the funding for the Special Olympics. And the news media, we only watch the local news media because she's just gotten so totally disgusted with the national news media. But they found this story, and they trotted it right out.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, and so I'm like, why are they covering this? Ah, I get it. Orange man, bad. And I was like, Jesus, I tried to explain to her budgets and how her money, you know, they could make up this money, no problem at all. Hell, Michael Bloomberg, if he was feeling, you know, charitably inclined, could do it out of his spending money. You know, Special Olympics brought to you by Bloomberg News, ban all the guns. Mm-hmm. I got nowhere convincing her that it was the right thing to do. So
Rush Limbaugh has been talking about soccer moms for decades now, and this is just one of those soccer mom kind of issues, you know, where, hey, whoa, you're threatening the kids. And Mama Bear comes out, and she's mad.
Well, yeah, precisely. So this must have happened, multiple times across the the country. And you can blame Donald Trump. Go right ahead. You can blame Betsy DeVos. Go right ahead. I'm starting to increasingly blame what we call this institution called the news media, you know, that the one that has the First Amendment protection to basically lie and smear or just tell half-truths. And I don't know there's a policy solution for it, but
the news media isn't unusual.
I mean, country more than anything else.
This isn't something that, you know, is necessarily one thing you can lay at the feet of the news media or whatever. They're just responding the way people...
No, there's a lot of things I can lay on the feet of the news media, Ian.
But they're just responding the way people who believe they're compassionate tend to respond to any proposed cut to any government program that has the benefit of purportedly helping people in need, whether it be health care, whether it be Special Olympics, whether it be, you know, feeding the hungry, you know, yeah, all these things. Anytime somebody proposes any alternative to whatever it is we have today, which is this centralized command and control where they demand some arbitrary amount of money from everybody, and then they just take care of it. You know, they just take care. We will fund all of the important things. We will help cradle you from, you know, the cradle to grave.
To the tomb.
Anything that strays outside of that is seen as a threat. It's, you know, oh, you want to cut Social Security, you want to cut Special Olympics, you want to cut all these things. The suggestion is you are a horrible person. You don't care about people. This is what we hear about libertarians, you know, constantly, is that libertarians don't have compassion because they want to cut all these government programs. You have to be in favor of government administration of these programs if you are compassionate. That's what these people believe.
Yeah, why isn't Pop Warner Baseball funded by the government? I mean, for goodness sake, what, I mean, do you hate young people playing sports? What's that?
Pop Warner is football. But
I have no idea.
I thought Pop Warner was baseball.
Never heard of it.
All right.
That's League.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE like freedom. When, you know, the libertarians out there would say, hey, we think...
Yep, he's right. It's football. Sorry, folks.
We think that you can actually help more people if you don't have the government do these things. It's not to say that helping people is bad, or that libertarians are against helping people, because in my experience, they're not. They're, you know, in favor of charity. They donate to charity. They volunteer for charity. Not all of them, right? Like, some people are very selfish or whatever, but that's their problem.
Some people are busy. I mean, how many people who are listening to me right now don't really do much to help charities and that sort of thing? Libertarians are no more obligated than anybody else to do this stuff.
No, I wouldn't say they are.
So, I mean, you know, somehow you get a warm feeling in your heart because you've turned this over to the government. That's what I'm trying to disabuse people of. That what you've done is you've just said, I'm willing to kill you over Special Olympics. Because once you turn it over to the government, then it's mandatory. And if somebody wants to conscientiously object, for whatever reason, maybe they want to give their money to Pop Warner instead of giving it to the Special Olympics, well, they can't do that anymore because they're not free. Once you make it part of the government, it's not about freedom anymore.
855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it's cutting direct U.S. aid to three Central American countries. The State Department says it will suspend payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Jones is a political analyst at Rice University.
If President Trump believes that somehow by cutting off aid, he's going to get a change in behavior by these three governments, he's sorely mistaken. If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would.
The announcement comes as the president threatens to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
If they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
Attorney General William Barr says a redacted version of the Mueller report will be sent to Congress by mid-April. So far, Barr has sent a four-page summary of the report, but Democrats say they want the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are people out there who want you to believe that government is compassion and that these people who most understand are criminals. They are liars. They are, you know, deceitful, these government politicians, whether they be Barack Obama or Donald Trump or George Bush or Bill Clinton, they're all scum, as far as I'm concerned. And so the idea that these distasteful, distrustworthy people would somehow be the right people to look to for compassion, I think is laughable. But yep, that's what they believe. They have this, people in the U.S., and I'm sure around the world, have this, you know, dichotomous belief, this contradictory belief system that politicians are untrustworthy, they're liars, they're thieves, but yet we need them to determine how our compassion should be doled out. I mean, what could be more contradictory than that?
Makes no sense to me.
That's kind of what we're discussing here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE with the controversy over cutting and then not cutting the federal funding of the Special Olympics. 855-450-FREE. Now, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. With LibertyStickers.com, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. As we go back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, first up, we've got Bob listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thank
you. You're welcome.
You guys are awful brave, and keep up the good work, because the way you guys talk, I can't believe you're brave, is all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know if it's that brave to get on the radio and talk about ideas, but I'll take the compliment. Thanks.
Yeah, but you're going to end up in a serious accident someday. But anyway, not for me, but are you talking about funding different things and how the government funds things? How about we stop paying for Trump to go to Mar-a-Lago to play golf? It costs $4 million every time he goes there.
Really?
$4 million. How about you pay for your own damn vacation?
Now, how does that get calculated? How do they figure $4 million for him to get on a plane and go to Florida to his own club, right?
Well, yeah, the Secret Service has to go there. The cost of flying that stupid jet. I don't understand. Why does
the Secret Service is pretty much there all the time, right? Like, I mean, they're pretty much around doing their thing wherever he goes.
Yeah, you've got to pay for the hotel rooms for them.
If they keep track of this, you know, the government, if you believe anything you hear, who do you believe anymore? I mean, that's what they say. They keep track of what it costs on these trips. $4 million every time he goes there and back.
I don't doubt it. And the reason being is because, look, just because you have Secret Service agents in at the White House versus having Secret Service agents at Mar-a-Lago doesn't mean that you're paying for the housing and the food of all those Secret Service agents when you're paying for them at the White House.
I see what you're saying.
Whereas when you pick up and go, you have to have 4 Secret Service agents for every day that you're on site, because you have to figure in, 8-hour shifts. Right, and then whatever vacation time might be coming in. So just minimum, there's 4 Secret Service agents that you
expect. They have more than that assigned to the president, but yeah.
No, I'm talking about for every Secret Service agent that's assigned to the president and whomever's
there's
going.
There's 4 of them.
There's,
for
there's
every
4
one of
for every one
I
sort
see.
Of slot. I mean, you're right, though. I should have stated that better.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, you're talking about putting them up in the Mar-a-Lago. They're not staying down in steerage with the rats, you know. They're in the nicest rooms, in all likelihood. They're at least in nice rooms. You got to pay for their. They got to have a budget.
You think it pays for the cocaine and the hookers? Remember the story about the Secret Service agents during the Obama administration?
Which one? There were several stories about cocaine and hookers with the Secret Service.
I remember at least one of them.
Yeah. So,
you think that's covered in the budget?
I suspect that's either a slush fund or
just getting the corporate credit card.
They have to pay it on their own.
I doubt that. They've got those corporate credit cards, right, that they give to their bureaucrats, and they can just put on, stakes.
When you understand that money
hookers.
Is fungible,
yeah.
Anybody who's paid with tax dollars doesn't pay taxes anyway, so everything that their whole paycheck is tax dollars. So.
Yep, and we continue with your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Ed is calling us from North Carolina, listening to WNIS out of Virginia. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
On the Special Olympics, first of all, I'd say the Special Olympics has no purpose being, it's not mentioned in the Constitution anywhere as one of the functions of the government, so it really should not be done with the tax dollars.
So you're ready to cut everything that's not mentioned in the Constitution out?
Because
I'm on your side.
Yeah, we need to start really taking a chainsaw to it and start cutting a whole lot.
How about this instead? I'm not against what you're saying, but how about we just cut the entire Constitution and say forget it with this whole federal government thing? I mean, what do we really need them for anyway?
We could do with a whole lot less on that one.
But what about get rid of it entirely? Like, what do you really need them for?
Well, we do need some function to keep all the states together on that, but I want to say...
But what's the value of that?
Okay,
so you're saying a treaty? A treaty that between the states, which this is what the federal government is and what Ian fails to understand.
To be.
This is a treaty that says that contracts will be, will be...
You mean what it was supposed to be. It doesn't act like that.
Well,
right.
They act like the master.
It says it's supposed to be. One quick point about Special Olympics on that one before I go here is that I support Special Olympics. I do the polar bear plunge, several times for...
You got to be special to do a polar bear plunge. I mean, that's crazy.
It doesn't have to be crazy, but it does help.
Well, now wait a minute. You're in North Carolina. It's probably a little bit different there than doing it up in the New England. Where do you actually do your plunge?
I do plunges in Gates County, North Carolina, here at home.
Okay.
I did Virginia Beach, and I did it in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
It probably gets pretty cold during the right time of year, I would guess.
It's cool enough. The water temperature about 40 degrees.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And air can be that cold, even colder than that.
Now, wait, does that benefit the Special Olympics, the polar bear plunge?
Yes, it does.
You do it for donations. Look, yeah, I will jump into the cold water.
We raise money and donate for Special Olympics.
It's the same way as my green hair worked for the orphanage, Ian. Look, I'll do something stupid if y'all...
Green hair's not stupid. Jumping into freezing cold water is stupid.
Hey, actually, no.
David, it's quick in, quick out. You don't have to go... You can just get your ankles wet, or you can get all the way in.
Oh, ankles?
Anywhere in between, that's all up to you.
That's not a plunge. Ankles is not a plunge. I would not define that as...
You don't have to go in all the way if you don't want to. That's the way we set it up there.
I gotcha. Hey, Ed, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of those crazy people. There's thousands of crazy people that do that. And I even wore a lady's bathing suit for the last special.
Now, that's fun.
Raising money.
That's fun.
Right.
I'd want to see a picture of that. I don't even know you, Ed, but that
would
be fun.
Right. And would you be willing to donate some money to the Special Olympics to see that picture? That's what Ed does.
There you go.
Thank you for your service, Ed.
I'll tell you what, look for the Elizabeth City Daily Advance, Elizabeth City, North Carolina. It was on the front page of the Dead Tree Edition, of January 27th, 2019.
I love it. Thanks, Ed, for the call. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, discussing this whole idea that government, the premise that people who get upset about any kind of cuts to programs that purportedly benefit people, like, you know, the Special Olympics or Social Security, you know, you name it, these, you know, Medicare, all that stuff, is predicated on the idea that government is compassion. And it's not. It is just, it masquerades as compassion, as an excuse.
In some cases, better, in some cases, for worse. But really, ultimately, that's all it is. And there, you know, again, there's no such thing as government. It's just people.
Mm-hmm.
Just people like you and me with the same failings.
But they have the difference between them and your average group of people is they've managed to convince other people that there's something more than that, that they aren't just people, that it's this grand idea.
That's exactly what I'm trying to disabuse them
everybody's a part of, that you're the government. It's not just them. It's all of us, Mark.
Right. The Special Olympics is just the philanthropic arm of the most successful mafia organization in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
And look, I support the Special Olympics. I know they can make it on their own.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And they likely would, in the same way that NPR, public radio, would be fine if its funding were cut from the government. Because they're already funded like 90% by private donations, right? More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm, jump into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. By the way, thank you to C and J Bartholomew, who together are a Free Talk Live gold amplifier of our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that is a way for you to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. And what we do is broadcast 7 days a week into dozens and dozens of markets across the United States with 194 great radio stations that air the show. Actually, we're going to be adding another one or two, I think, tomorrow night, but we'll confirm them next week and let you know later on. I always like to wait until after they start with us before we say welcome. So slowly growing over time across the United States and beyond, even as far as Guam and also on satellite, free-to-air satellite, in at least two different continents. So if you support what we're doing, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, if you're still on Facebook doing that thing. There's also AMP discussion. There's supporters discussion rooms on our Discord server that you'll get into if you're an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and please help us out. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We continue. We're talking about compassion and how it is that the government isn't compassionate, even if some of its programs do benefit some people in need, in legitimate need. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It, sure. It must happen. But the overhead is insane. It is unnecessary, the amount of money that has to be spent in order for those people to ultimately receive a check or receive some sort of benefit is incredibly large compared to, let's say, looking at charitable options that have to live and die based on contributions that they can only receive voluntarily. The government threatens people with violence. That's what taxes are. That's the government threatening you with hurting you, the people who call themselves government threatening you in order to get you to fund their programs, which, of course, the bulk of the money goes to the bureaucrats who are administrating the program rather than to the people who are purportedly the beneficiaries of these programs. What we're talking about here, whether it be the Special Olympics, which is what got this conversation started, or Social Security, or, you know, you fill in the blank, Medicare, Medicaid. What we're saying as liberty-minded folks, as libertarians or voluntarists or whatever term you want to use, is that, hey, all these people who are getting help from the government can still get help without this coercive entity known as the state. If we can abolish the idea of the state or reduce it significantly, then those same people can get help through charitable organizations, through local groups of volunteers, of people who actually care and who are doing things for the right reasons and who are raising money through voluntary means without using coercion.
Right. The same feeling.
We're saying it'll be done better that way.
The same feeling that you're trying to plug into with Americans when you say the Special Olympics needs to be funded. These people who are trying to take the funding away from the Special Olympics are bad. That same feeling that you're trying to plug into, that the Special Olympics is valuable, mm-hmm. is the same feeling that you would plug into as you raised money for the Special Olympics. And look, maybe you won't get the $16 million that the Special Olympics is getting from the federal government. But what we found out over and over and over and over and over again is that these programs continue and they become leaner. They become more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
They help the people. More of the money goes to help the people that they're trying to help rather than just creating a bunch of bureaucracy.
That's right. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Renee is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Renee.
Hi. We're having a blizzard here. It rained all day, and now we've got, like, white snow. But anyway, listening, coming to Kohl's here. But I just wish that we had a radio station. You know, I think yours is great.
Thanks.
That we could tune into, and we could hear positive radio, uplifting, spiritual, make you feel good. You know, it seems like, you know, I was watching news just really heavy, and like I can't even turn on the news much anymore because it's so much of a downer. And you know,
yeah.
I had a mentally retarded sister that was born feet first, and the umbilical cord got wrapped around her neck. I grew up with handicapped sister, so I mean, I think the Special Olympics is good, but I bet they could get by with just donations and people helping out, like you were saying. More efficient, but
right. Well, the fact that people are outraged is an indicator that they would be those folks who would be donors, right? Like they should be at
right.
the very least those people who would support this organization, you know, if they're outraged by the fact that the government has cut it. But I'm curious to hear more about what you want to hear on radio or broadcast or whatever. You said you want to see uplift, you want to hear uplifting stories.
Yeah,
can you give me an example?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like. I was watching Fox News, you know, and tiny bit of CNN, but, I mean, like, you can't even turn on the radio or the TV without just everything. Somebody's trying to find fault with somebody. Somebody's trying to bring somebody down. If it's not a Republican being mad at a Democrat because they're a Democrat, you can't vote for them because you're a Republican. It's just dividing the country. We need more positivity. We need more uplifting stuff for our future kids. I'm 66 years old, you know, and I just think, I mean.
Well, here's an uplifting story for you. I mean, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
This actually just saw in the, I think it was our show prep room on our Discord server. Two men have been released from prison after 43 years behind bars. I mean, that's good news for them. The bad news, of course, is it took 43 years for them to be exonerated for crimes that they didn't commit. And when they went into prison, they were 33 and 18 years old, respectively. They are now 76 and 61. So their entire prime of their lives
that's
was...
That's not a good story, huh?
Stripped from them, but it's, you know, it's good news for them a lot
right,
later than,
right.
you know, we
There's
wanted to see it.
There's a lot of people in jail that didn't do what they are, you know, that happened, but hopefully they learned by that and they'll appreciate life so much on the outside, you know.
Yeah, what few years remain at age 76? I mean, he's basically got one foot in the grave. At this
right.
point, you know, typical male lifespan is, what, 73, 74 in the United
but
States?
But, you know, if you eat healthy from the very beginning and try to eat healthy all the way along, I think the life expectancies could be a lot longer.
I would agree with you
on
that.
You know, if they wouldn't put so much crap in our food, Ray.
Well, you know, the difficulty, Renee, of and I'm not a news, you know, editor, okay? We're talk show hosts, right? So we just have opinions.
Right.
But we do talk about the news
right.
frequently on Free Talk Live. The difficulty yeah. in, you know, making a newscast is, of course, sex sells and murder sells. And, you know, these are
the
things
right.
that
leads.
You know, right. the bleeds that leads, right? These are things that are interesting to people. The uplifting story about Mildred having her 103rd birthday party.
Right.
You know, it's a cute yeah. thing, but it's never going to lead the news. And I don't know if you could really make something. I don't know if you could make a program that could be a winner as far as a commercial success, as far as getting sponsors, if it was all, you know, positive news.
Well,
I suspect it's been tried.
You couldn't make it all positive news because life is not perfect.
That's true.
You know, it's not going to be perfect until you get to heaven. That's where it's perfect.
Renee, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. At the very least, on Free Talk Live, we do want to talk about solutions. We don't always want to get mired down in everything that's wrong, because there are ways that the things that we see are wrong could be fixed, like what we're talking about here with the Special Olympics. We don't want to see it go away. We just want to see it funded through voluntary means. And we want to see that across the board from all of these programs that are administrated by these government people right now.
I feel where she's coming from. It would be nice to have some good news and that kind of thing. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, if you want to make the world a better place, you don't do it, I don't think, by talking about the things that are good in the world. You do it by talking about the things that are going badly so that you can help to prevent them in the future. You know, like when you draw somebody into the office, an employee into the office, sure, you talk about what they're doing well at their job first.
Sure.
Before you critique them on the crap that they're
right.
in there for in the first place. Look, you're in here because you won't take a shower on a daily basis, and people are complaining.
Bad.
Or when you do take a shower, you wear too much perfume. Or, you know, whatever it is that you're in the boss's office for. Yes, you're
sometimes
a hard worker.
Sometimes stinky people aren't doing their laundry either.
Yeah, that's
another one.
Could be another one, yeah.
But I do have another good headline, and actually it's related to Donald Trump. Since you started out the show with Trump on this whole Special Olympics thing, as far as it being bad that he broke on that particular issue, in this one, he did the right thing and has reversed his administration's decision to slap new sanctions against North Korea. So we can tell you a little bit more about that, but we'll also take your calls and thoughts coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.